This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met at the White House Thursday. North Korea's nuclear program was high on the agenda. Trump is aiming for a third nuclear summit. But before the meeting, he told reporters he would accept incremental steps if he can't get the deal he wants all at once.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment, we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The longtime president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been ousted by the military after 4 months of mounting demonstrations against his rule. Sudan's defense minister says the 75-year-old al-Bashir has been arrested and is in a safe place. He came to power through a coup in 1989. The defense minister has declared a 3-month state of emergency, the suspension of the constitution, and the dissolution of parliament. Tens of thousands of people have poured into the streets of Khartoum to celebrate the president's ouster. Protests began on December 19th with demonstrators accusing al-Bashir's government of economic mismanagement. Sudan has seen shortages of food, fuel, and foreign currency. Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in connection with atrocities in the western region of Darfur. In Washington, this is VOA News. Lawyer Michael Avenatti, recently known for representing adult film star Stormy Daniels in her legal battle against the president of the United States, was charged Thursday with 36 counts of fraud, tax evasion, identity theft, and other crimes. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Although he has denied all accusations, attorney Michael Avenatti has been charged in a 36-count federal indictment alleging he stole millions of dollars from clients, didn't pay his taxes, and lied in bankruptcy proceedings. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna on one of those charges, wire fraud.
Related to the theft of millions of dollars from five clients, including a paraplegic man who agreed to a multi-million dollar settlement, but has received only a fraction of the money despite the fact that Mr. Avenatti received the full settlement amount over 4 years ago.
The attorney best known for representing porn actress Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Trump says on Twitter that he will plead not guilty to the charges in California.